Well, we're finishing up the last day today, and then we've got a little mock game tomorrow that we go through. Actually, camp here has been fantastic. Mankato, the city, the fans have been coming out and cheering us on, and it's been great for us. We'll miss them. The university, you know, the facilities here are unbelievable, and it's a great setting to have a training camp. The injuries, Josh Robinson had a tightened hamstring again yesterday, so I doubt that he's going to end up playing this week. But other than that, same guys as yesterday.
Which hamstring for Josh?
Excuse me, same one.
It's a level of concern, the fact that it's kind of creeping up on him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'd like for him to not have a hamstring.
You
have another practice left in camp, but do you think it was a productive camp, and what did you learn about your team over these past 3 weeks or so? That's a good question. I think it was productive, yes. I think we were able to come out and work efficiently, work quickly, move to different spots. Hopefully I learned something every day about this team. But they haven't disappointed me. They've been very willing to do whatever they. You know, I heard somebody say buy in. I guess maybe, you know, there hasn't been any complaining. So whether that's buying in or not, which they're usually in 2 days or, you know, the training camp, there is usually some complaining. But I like this team. They're good guys. They work real hard and. You know, as long as we play together as a team, we play real hard, we do the things that we're trying to coach them to do, then we have a chance to be a good football team.
You plan for Adrian to play all on Saturday
night?
No. Some of the veterans are saying what the difference is for them at this point in camp from last year was after the first preseason win that they got, there wasn't complacency. It was, I want to fix this, I want to work on this. It was immediately wanting to work on something. How do you measure that for these guys? How do you see the difference after the first preseason game and coming into the rest of this?
Well, I talked to him a little bit this morning about my expectation level is always the same. It doesn't matter. I want us to be great when we come out to practice every single day. It doesn't matter if we're 0-15 and playing the 16th game of the year or 15-0 and playing the 16th game of the year. I have expectations, and I want them to have the same expectations that I do. The way we go about our business, the way we work, the way we study. It's just the mindset that we as coaches have here, and I think that's what carries you through to making yourself a good team.
Did you get everything installed that you wanted to get installed?
For the most part, yes. I mean, we've always installed up until about the last preseason game. We're right on schedule. We haven't. There was one day that we didn't install anything defensively, just because we were making too many mistakes, so we slowed it down that one day. But other than that, we've been right on schedule for the most part.
What do you hope to see out of each of quarterbacks, Castle and Bridgewater, on Saturday's game?
Well, I hope Matt continues to do what he's been doing. You know, he's been making the right decisions. He's getting the team in and out of the right plays. I hope we score more points, obviously. And going back to Bridgewater, you know, I just want him to play. He's got so much going on in his mind right now. I just want him to play, and that's, you know, I told him yesterday, and I'm going to tell him again before the ball game, just go out and play. You know, you've been doing this since you were 5 years old. Go out and play, have some fun, throw the ball in there. If you make a mistake, then, you know, we'll fix it and go on.
When do you hope to name your starting quarterback for the week one opener?
I still have the same date in mind.
The secret date? Okay.
Yeah.
How well do you think there's something like in his mind, like any rookie quarterback, but, you know, how well up to this point do you think he's been handling that?
He's handling great. He's a terrific kid. He studies very, very hard. He can do all the things you need him to do as an NFL quarterback. And it's just the combination of the protections and the blitzes and the different route combinations and changing plays at the line of scrimmage, it just takes time. And he'll continue to get it. And I believe that he's going to be a very, very good football player here. We're going to divide it up into, I got like four guys that I want to take a real hard look at this week. I don't know that yet.
What do you need to see out of Jamar to find a role for him in this defense?
Well, right now I'm looking for the other safety, and that's why I want to play these guys quite a bit this week. I want to see how it goes from there, and then try to figure out the rest of the pecking order as we get going. So hopefully this will be a big week for those safeties.
Have you pretty much figured out the starting linebackers then?
I have an idea. I'm not there yet, so that's why I don't want to say it. But I'm not there yet, and I'm still playing with something in my mind.
Does anyone else plan on holding out?
Excuse me?
Does anyone else plan on holding out?
Well, we have to look at Crocker. We have to look at Sendejo. We have to look at Jamarca. And last week, Exum played quite a bit. And who's the other one? Losing my mind. Huh? No, it's not Raymond. Who?
Coleman.
Yeah, Coleman. I'm sorry.
Were there any questions that you had hoped to get answers to?
Do you want me to ask? Can I? Yeah, let's do this around. You guys come up here and I'll ask the questions. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, were there any questions you had hoped to find answers for in this training camp that are left unanswered that
there's still a safety position a little bit is not answered yet in my mind. And there's some situations where we're tinkering around with some role player guys that we have to still figure out a little bit.
Considering Josh's injury, you think Captain might now be pretty entrenched at that other cornerback spot, or what would you say?
Well, it's hard to make the club in the tub. So I guess that would be a yes. I don't know if he's entrenched, but it's, if you're not going out there and proving it every single day and proving it in the games, then it's hard to know.
With a couple injuries in the secondary, have you lent any more thought to maybe keeping an extra defensive back than you would have ordinarily?
No, not really. We're going to do what's best for the football team overall, and whatever it is, if it's we keep six defensive backs and 10 offensive linemen or what, we're going to do what we feel best as a football team with Rick and I.
You just mentioned a mock game tomorrow. I'm sure it's at like a walkthrough speed. What goes into that? What are you looking for to get out of stuff like that?
We do some situations. We line up, we'll run a few plays on offense. We'll come out of the end zone. We'll do red zone. We'll do a couple short yardage plays. We'll do a two-point play. We'll do all the special team situations, substitutions. It's just where they're on the sideline, they move in. We make sure we got the right people in. Somebody gets hurt, somebody's got to go in. It's just a situational kind of a...
Talked the week before about sitting down with Rick and kind of going over this clock management, different types of things. What did you get out of the first preseason game? Were there anything that presented that you learned from?
Yeah, there was really two situations that happened in the ball game. There was when we kicked the field goal on 4th and 1. We've been practicing a situation out here that I should have done in the ball game. Just even if it wasn't the time, but we could have practiced that. And then the one time the official on our sideline called a fumble and an official in the back called an incomplete pass, and I had 3 timeouts left and we were winning 10-0. There was 3 minutes left. I probably should have challenged.
What were you looking to
do? Well, we have a situation that we've practiced out here that we're going to actually practice a couple more this afternoon, but it's just something we want to work on. And so, and I didn't think quick enough.
The
this 53-yard field goal by Walsh last week, you said after the game, you wish you hadn't gone for that. I mean, Blair obviously has the NFL record, 12 straight 50-yard field goals or more. What is his range in your mind? And does he have to, even though his past is great, does he have to prove it to you right now what his range is?
No, I have complete confidence. You know, he's kicking, I think he kicked a 60-yarder out here yesterday over that. You know, the night before the night practice, I think he hit 10 straight and some long ones. No, it wasn't so much that. It was that was the situation I'm talking about. I wish I would have went to that situation, and then we either got the first down and we punted the ball, or we kicked the field goal. So, but it was good for him to get in this stadium to kick, and kind of, you know, we know that how the wind goes in that stadium, and I think it was good for him, even not good to miss, but good to go out there and kick that in the preseason in these outdoor conditions. I think that's good.
How far does his range extend in your eyes?
Well, you know, a lot of conditions vary, but he can pound it now. It really just depends on the situation. If it's at the end of the ball game and we got to have a 60-yarder, then he's going to get a shot to kick it. And if the wind is howling and going the other way, it might be where the extra point is now. So.
How do you feel about your first experience calling plays and managing everything else in the game?
How do you know I called the plays?
Defensive plays? Did you call the plays?
See, I know how you ask those questions. It was fine. I didn't call all the plays. I'm involved, but I haven't decided, no. Is that what you're going to ask?
No.
Oh.
I was going to go back to
the fourth and one that you're talking about. Is that a situation where just because it's preseason you wanted to see a short yardage offensive play, and in the regular season you would have been fine kicking a 53-yarder? Or
yeah. I mean, basically, it was the first situation that we did out here in practice. You know, we do one every single day, but it was the first situation and something that practicing for, you know, if we're going to practice these things, we might as well try them, and now's the best time to try them. And then when it happens in a regular season and the game is on the line and we need to do, you know, make that decision, then we've at least practiced it in live competition.
When you were calling plays, what was the biggest challenge?
Excuse me?
When you were calling
plays. If I was calling plays, go ahead.
What was the biggest challenge you had in balancing, you know, the head coach duties and also the play calling?
Probably when I was calling the plays in Cincinnati on defense, I was able to go over and talk to the defense and look at the pictures and do all that stuff, and I didn't do that this time.
Have you, maybe since that Friday night's game, have you consulted with any of your head coaching friends about different situations as well around the league?
I had Coach Parcells' number on my phone today, and I didn't push the button, but I plan on calling either tonight or tomorrow.
Just to ask for his opinion?
Just talk about things and about the football team, and no, not really the situation.
Last two for Coach.
Longer PAT kick. What's your opinion of it?
It's in the rules. I think there was two missed last week, and there was one field goal that was missed outside of it. But some of the guys that, from what I understand, some of the guys that missed were not their normal kickers. So I guess it adds a little bit of excitement to the game, whether you go for two, you know. I just go by the rules. They just tell me what to do, and I'm kind of a good soldier.
Did Matt get the entire first half?
Let's see. The best way to answer that one is he has a chance to have the entire first half, yes. Okay. Thank you.